Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'll tell you what. Bill, the Browns can win football games this year with Tyrod Taylor. Now, you got to still go get a quarterback. Dustin, I hope this doesn't mean they're not going to get a quarterback, Dustin.
No, they're getting a quarterback.
Now, I will not like that if that's the case. But I like it. I like Tyrod Taylor.
I liked him a lot.
More details. Here we go. The Browns are trading the 65th pick in the draft for Tyrod Taylor.
Okay.
Is that the first pick in the third round? It's probably the first pick in the third round.
Wow.
I believe so. Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be. So, yeah. The Browns, it looks like, have traded the first pick in the third round for Tyrod Taylor. That's the move. What do you think? First pick, third round.
Quarterback who's going to start for you this year.
Yeah.
Third round pick.
Would they have been better off just signing Josh McCown?
Nah, I like Tyrod Taylor. Upside, man. Upside.
Would they? Well, we know who's making the decisions here. Because AJ McCarron ain't coming to town now.
John Dorsey ain't messing around. I like it. Proactive. Good move. It's a good move.
Will you like it if this is the only thing they do at quarterback?
No. But they're not. Browns have two picks. At 1-4, they're drafting a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, this is the first pick of the third round. So it looks like, so probably if the Browns are trading a third round pick to the Dolphins, it's probably a third round pick in 2019, and they're probably trading a fourth. My guess will be they're trading one of their two fourth round picks in 2018 and a third round pick in 2019 for Jarvis Landry, and they've traded the first overall pick in the third round, pick number 65, to the Bills for Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor, let's talk about Tyrod. Well, Jarvis Landry just got pushed to the back burner here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Unbelievable. I'm a little stunned right now, I'll be honest with you, that the Browns have made these two big trades in one day. I like it. I like what John Dorsey's done here. Tyrod Taylor has won football games. Is a quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over to this point in his career.
He doesn't put up big numbers.
Look,
he took a team to the playoffs this year.
He did.
A team that wasn't supposed to go to the playoffs.
They benched him not because he wasn't playing well, but just because they don't think he's a long-term answer.
It's weird.
This is, again, if this trade is, he's the bridge quarterback, I'm on board. If this trade is, we think Tyrod Taylor's our quarterback for the next 7 years, I don't like it. We won't know for sure if that's the case.
But here's the thing, Bull. If Tyrod Taylor comes to the Browns and plays extremely well and earns everything he's given,
yeah,
then that's okay. I'm just, to me, there's upside with Tyrod Taylor. Even if you draft a quarterback at one and Tyrod starts, which he probably will start.
Yeah.
He probably will start.
As long as they still draft a quarterback in the first round, I'm on board with this move.
This guy's a unicorn. He runs a 4.4. He's got a great arm. He does it all.
But he's not, I mean, he's not a guy who's going to put up big numbers, I don't think. I don't know. You think there's more ups? I mean, he's been a nice player. I don't know that there's much more to what he's been in the 3 years, Dustin. You think he could be much better than he's been in the 3 years? Which has been, you know, decent. He's won football games, decent amount of games. He's 22-20 as a starter, if you care about, you know, that. Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. What a day, huh?
Daryl Ryder.
Daryl.
Something happened today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Now you got to go write a story on Tyrod Taylor. I think you should ignore the MAC playoffs right now. Anyway.
I'm still going.
I'm a little stunned by this Tyrod Taylor move. I like Tyrod short term. I don't like if this move means they're not drafting a quarterback, I'm not happy. If this moves, if they still draft a quarterback, I like this move.
I think they're still drafting a quarterback.
Okay. Absolutely. If you guys are right, absolutely. Then I'm on board. I'm on board.
This explains why Joe Thomas has been shilling for Tyrod Taylor on the podcast now for like the last month and a half.
Yeah, him and Dorsey have become pretty tight, I'd imagine, over the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on.
They've seen a lot of each other.
For sure. I mean,
Tyrod is average, is only averaged about 200 yards a game as a starter and about a touchdown a game.
He's like Alex Smith, man. Early in the career.
Here's what this does do. AJ McCarron is not going to be a Brown.
That's a great thing.
I like this better. You know, this is better than they were going to trade a second and a third.
This guy's way more proven than AJ McCarron.
Much more. He's been a serviceable NFL starter for 3 years.
He's
serviceable. I don't think you could win a championship with him, probably, but who knows?
But that's what the Browns needed.
Yeah.
They needed a serviceable quarterback that could come in, start from day one, maybe get a second year of starting out of him until the kid that they draft is ready to go. Jarvis Landry provides them with something that they don't have on offense. And I kind of set Josh Gordon aside because we never know. Like, Josh just isn't dependable. So I'm not going to put all my eggs in that basket right now. Mm-hmm. But if Josh is available, Landry and Gordon on the field together.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
A big if with Josh Gordon.
It
is very exciting.
But you know what? That makes me want to watch Cleveland Browns football again.
Yeah. Now, Tyrod's not a guy who's going deep down the field all that much. But what I do like about Tyrod is, and what's good for Tyrod on a young team, is he doesn't turn the ball over. You compared him to Alex Smith, he's that type of guy. Like, last year he threw 14 touchdowns, which is not very exciting, but he only threw 4 picks.
Yeah.
Year before, 17 touchdowns and 6 picks. Year before, 20 touchdowns and 6 picks.
And to the crowd that's upset.
Those are good ratios.
And to the crowd that's kind of upset that the Browns are trading some of these draft picks away.
Oh, God, stop it.
Listen.
They're all late picks, mid-late picks.
Yeah, you're getting proven NFL talent here, which is what this team desperately needs. They don't need more kids. Now, they're preserving the top end, the most crucial portion of their draft, those top 5 picks in the first and the second round. You preserve that. Because those are the kids you want to add to the mix. But when you talking to John Dorsey at the Combine, he made it a point to say that he liked the quarterback class, felt that there's some players worthy of being taken at the top end of that class. As far as the receivers go, because receiver was a priority for them to upgrade this offseason, he said, I'm paraphrasing here, but he said there's depth in the class, but the depth is in mid to late round. Translation: top end of the class stinks. We're not going to use any of our picks on a wide receiver on the top end of our draft. But come 4, 5, 6, 7th round, we'll take a kid, maybe two, in that group that we can develop. So while the trades today have everyone's attention, they are a little surprising. Not that surprising because, I'd been hearing for the last couple of weeks the word aggressive.
Yeah.
Coming out of Berea. I would say today constitutes aggressive.
Very. I tell you a couple of things I like about the overall scope of today, guys. Number one, this should not be overlooked, Dustin and Daryl.
Example.
These trades didn't leak out until they were done. I know they're not official. We've had so much getting out of Berea. A lot of whispers and talking and everything. This didn't happen. Like these, when we got the announcements of these trades, we were all like, wow. The Tyrod is completely out of left field.
Landry came out of Miami. That didn't come out of Berea. That came out of Miami.
Right. And the Tyrod deal is completely out of left field. We weren't even thinking about Tyrod Taylor.
No, I thought he was just going back. And didn't they just have a press conference where Sean McDermott was talking about Tyrod in a positive light?
Yes.
Trade bait.
Yeah.
Trade bait.
I'm going to just assume Tyrod's a stopgap. I'm going to go under that assumption for now.
That's a fair assumption.
And because of that, I like the deal. I like it. Even though it's the first pick in the third round, stability. You could draft your guy now, and you know Tyrod, who has been healthy, who's been reliable, who doesn't make mistakes. He's not putting the team on his shoulders and throwing for 350 yards.
They're not going to the playoffs this year.
And going bananas. But he's a competent NFL quarterback, and that is something the Browns haven't had in a long time.
That's right.
Yep, absolutely.
He is the best quarterback they have had.
It's Derek Anderson 2007 season.
But he's a better quarterback. I mean, Derek Anderson had a good year that year. But this is the best. I mean, again, I don't want to get carried away about what Tyrod Taylor is, because I think he's the 21st or 22nd best quarterback in the league, 19th, something like that.
But he's got a top five wide receiver.
Better than anything the Browns have had in a long time. I don't think Jarvis Landry in top five, but he topped
last couple years.
No, not top five. I mean, based on receptions, yeah. But it's not. You don't judge who the best receiver is based on receptions.
Throw the ball to him, he'll catch it.
He's phenomenal. Top 10, I'm with you.
By the way, Browns didn't have that player on the team last year.
Jarvis Landry's great. Love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.